Easter, Week 2, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as night, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice, like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures for ever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures for ever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. Psalm 135 continued. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched, with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. To the God of heaven give thanks, he set us free from our foes. Psalm 135 concluded. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendour he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. To the God of heaven give thanks. He set us free from our foes.
God has given us a new birth and a living hope, alleluia, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 5. I, John, saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. It was covered with writing on both sides, and was sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel who announced in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one was found in heaven or on earth, or in the world below, who could open the scroll and look inside it. I cried bitterly, because no one had been found who was worthy to open the scroll or to look inside it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Don't cry. Look, the Lion from Judah's tribe, the great descendant of David, has won the victory and can break the seven seals and open the scroll." Then I saw a lamb standing in the center of the throne, surrounded by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb appeared to have been killed. It had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God that have been sent into the world. The lamb went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. As he did so, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each had a harp and gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. They sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to break open its seals, for you were killed, and by your death you bought men for God from every tribe, language, nation, and race. You have made them a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they shall rule on earth." Again I looked, and I heard angels, thousands and millions of them. They stood round the throne, the four living creatures, and the elders, and sang in a loud voice, "The Lamb who was killed is worthy to receive power, wealth, wisdom, and strength, honor, glory, and praise." And I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, and in the world below, and every creature in the sea, all creatures in the whole universe, and they were singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor, glory and might, for ever and ever." The four living creatures answered, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. A responsory from Revelations 5. "Lord, you are worthy to take the scroll and to break open its seals, for you were slain, and by your death you purchased us for God. Alleluia. You have made us a kingdom of priests, and by your death you purchased us for God. Alleluia." A reading from the Constitution of the Second Vatican Council on the Sacred Liturgy, on the plan of salvation. God, who wills that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, who in many times and various ways spoke of old to the fathers through the prophets, when the fullness of time had come, sent his Son, the Word made flesh, anointed by the Holy Spirit, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the contrite of heart, to be a bodily and spiritual medicine, the mediator between God and man. For his humanity, united with the person of the Word, was the instrument of our salvation. Therefore, in Christ, the perfect achievement of our reconciliation came forth, and the fullness of divine worship was given to us.
The wonderful works of God among the people of the Old Testament were but a prelude to the work of Christ our Lord in redeeming mankind and giving perfect glory to God. He achieved his task principally by the paschal mystery of his blessed passion, resurrection from the dead, and glorious ascension, whereby, dying, he destroyed our death, and rising, restored our life. For it was from the side of Christ, as he slept the sleep of death upon the cross, that there came forth the wondrous sacrament of the whole Church. Accordingly, just as Christ was sent by the Father, so also he sent the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit. This he did so that they might not only preach the gospel to every creature, and proclaim that the Son of God, by his death and resurrection, has freed us from the power of Satan and from death, and brought us into the kingdom of his Father, but also that they might carry into effect the work of salvation they preached by means of the sacrifice and sacraments around which the entire liturgical life revolves. Thus, by baptism, men are engrafted into the paschal mystery of Christ. They die with him, are buried with him, and rise with him. They receive the spirit of adoption as sons, in which we cry, Abba, Father, and thus become true adorers, such as the Father seeks. In like manner, so often as they eat the supper of the Lord, they proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Wherefore, on the very day of Pentecost, when the Church appeared before the world, those who received the word of Peter were baptized, and they continued steadfastly in the teaching of the apostles, and in the communion of the breaking of bread, and in prayers, praising God, and being in favour with all the people. From that time onwards, the Church has never failed to come together to celebrate the paschal mystery, reading those things which were in all the Scriptures concerning him, celebrating the Eucharist, in which the victory and triumph of his death are again made present, and at the same time giving thanks to God for his unspeakable gift in Christ Jesus, in praise of his glory. Responsory from John 15. I am the true vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Alleluia. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Alleluia. Let us pray. By your will, Lord God, your Son underwent the agony of the cross to break the power of Satan over man. Give your people grace to rise again with Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.